Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland here on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSCJ. Brought to you by NAI United and Mr. Chris Bogenreef, our longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland. And today we talk about an event that annually treats us to holiday cheer here in Siouxland, the Little Yellow Dog Auction. And today we are joined by Mr. Chris McGowan, president of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, an all-around good guy, tail wagger, and whatever else, you know, falls
not,
in that,
not
Chris.
Officially a tail wagger.
No, you're not. Okay.
A board member
a
of
board member. Okay.
The Ancient and Effervescent yes. Order of the Little Yellow Dog.
And the tail waggers come in underneath that.
They come in as part of Goodfellows through their relationship with the longtime sponsor, the Sioux City Journal.
There you go. It's all here and it's all there. And we will have the broadcast a little bit later on, noon today, from the Ho-Chunk Center Atrium, brought to you by Brock Auction House.
And,
from noon until 1, commercial free.
And world champion auctioneer,
oh,
Bruce
is amazing.
Brock.
He's absolutely amazing. And for those that will make their way down to the Ho-Chunk Center, remember that to bring your checks, bring your cash, because that world-famous cowboy hat is going to make its way around the room once again so that Mr. Brock can get even more and put on top of the pile for the Goodfellow Charities. It will hand out thousands and nearly 10,000 toys again this year, toys and books, and usually get a toy, a book, and a ball of some sort or some kind of activity along with it. But to set the stage for you, All-America Concert Band, and the celebration starts at 11 o'clock. The auction follows at noon with Bruce and with you, Mr. McGowan. So good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, JB, and great to have you at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio for a change.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here, and I still didn't get the power chair or the power mic. You got that, but it's okay. It's your home turf, so
I didn't know
fine.
We had a power chair and
well,
a power
you,
mic.
You get, yeah, see, you got the power chair. Host chair.
The chairs are identical.
I know. The Rush Limbaugh identical. Chair. Anyway, it's been a great week here in Siouxland, Chris. The NAIA crowned their national champion on Tuesday night. We had Bellevue and Indiana Wesleyan playing, and all the greatness that comes from the NAIA volleyball tournament into the basketball tournament in March,
and
we bring
stop.
All those teams here to town.
Let's stop and give a shout-out to Corey Wester and Mike Skaggs.
Absolutely.
For pulling off another outstanding tournament.
They have, Corey and Mike and our committee and our local supporters here have made our two tournaments the gold standard in NAIA athletics. And that can't be done, Chris, without great people in this community, support from the chamber, support from the city, support from the hotels and the restaurants. And Sunday I was out and there were six buses at Plaza Bowl and the local businesses and get behind it. But we don't obtain that level of success without continued support and great people.
You know, I was in Palmer Candy, and I stood in line for like 15 minutes because there were so many college-age women who were in the old-time candy shop going through that. And so people don't always realize how great this is for our economy and the impact that this has, not just in hotels and restaurants, but in retail shops and gas stations around Siouxland. And because of the excellent work that Corey and Mike have done for so many years, Corey was part of a team that 1 year ago was recruiting the Iowa State High School baseball tournament. And you, as the sports director at Powell Broadcasting, know that Tuesday had another big announcement at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Chris, it's an absolutely huge announcement that the Class 3A tournament will be here in Sioux City next year at Mercy One Field at Lewis and Clark Park. And it's awesome as someone that covers high school sports the way that I do and broadcasts it and get to do some summer work around baseball that our kids, Sergeant Bluff Luton and Bishop Heelan, particularly in Class 3A, will have a chance to win a state championship on our home turf here in Sioux City. That is absolutely huge. I know a ton of work's been put in by the folks over at Heelan, by Corey and a number of
Jay,
people.
Jay Wright.
Yeah, Jay. Yeah, I don't want to forget Jay. Then I get cut out of sneakies. But
you know, and then Jim Wharton, you know, one of the baseball legends in our community, somebody who was responsible for Lewis and Clark Park, sure, along with Mayor Bob Scott when they were leading the city council a generation ago. So really some big names came together to try and make this a reality. And kudos to the Iowa High School Athletic Association for finally bringing a state championship tournament to Sioux City.
Well, and as you look across the state in some of the ballparks that may have been available, our ballpark here really is the best one to play at. Lewis and Clark Park is beautiful. It'll be sun-drenched this summer, and those kids are going to have a great experience. And my gut tells me, Chris, and I'm sure you're going to agree, that those eight teams that make it to the state tournament are going to be treated just like those 30 teams that come in for the NAIA. They're going to get top-notch treatment, and they're not going to want to go anywhere else.
No, again, tip of the cap to Corey Westra, who was instrumental in this, brought the baseball community in Siouxland together and pitched this. And it is in no small part due to the success that Corey and Mike have had for now 25, 30 years with the NAIA Women's National Volleyball Tournament, as well as the NAIA National Basketball Tournament, that made this possible.
And not to mention, Chris, we've had NAIA wrestling, we've had NAIA softball, we've had NAIA baseball. We've been able to have all those events, and we've been able to put them on just like we do with the Little Yellow Dog. We do it every year. We do it with success. And some people in the community may not notice the overall success of the things that we do here on a day-to-day basis. But the people that work behind the scenes that don't always get the upfront credit, that just show up to these things and put on these great events that we've become accustomed to, is wonderful. And those guys in that situation and bringing in all the entities to bring the state baseball tournament in here is just another feather in our cap to go along with the Muskies, to go along with the Explorers, to go along with the traditions that we get to have here in this community.
Well, and speaking of the Little Yellow Dog Auction, always the second Saturday in the month of December, today's the big day. As you said, music from the All-American Concert Band begins at 11 a.m., Christmas carols and the like. They do such a beautiful job. And the auction with world champion auctioneer Bruce Brock, who is on the board of directors of the Ancient and Effervescent Order of the Little Yellow Dog. He will be bringing all the action, which is brought to you by Powell Broadcasting and this KSEJ radio station, beginning at 12 noon. You do not want to miss it. But another big day, and nobody understands this better than the sports director at Powell Broadcasting.
I know where you're going here,
it's
buddy.
The biggest rivalry in American sports.
Yeah, and they need to move that for us, Chris, because as long as it's on the same day as the Little Yellow Dog, we don't get to go. And I have never attended the Army-Navy football game. It is a bucket list for me, and it's something I've got to do, and I would really like to do that with you.
Well, this year,
we need to make that happen, Chris.
This year, as you know, this afternoon they're playing in Washington, D.C. Next year they're playing in Baltimore, so we probably need to circle that one on our calendar.
We can make that happen.
So Army-Navy football today, the last regular season college football game of the year, and then we get into the new 12-team bowl championship
Friday
playoff.
Night, the first playoff game will be Notre Dame and Indiana, and a little tidbit for you, and Notre Dame fans out there, I'm sure they know this already. The first time since 1990 that a Notre Dame home game will not be aired on NBC because of contractual obligations of the playoffs that are owned by ESPN.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Where Justin Barker and Chris McGowan are talking about today's Little Yellow Dog auction. And JB, in the couple of minutes that we have left before we go to break, Ruby Sue, an Irish Setter Poodle mix.
Absolutely adorable dog. Google it if you haven't seen an Irish Doodle. Absolutely beautiful. But before we get to the dog this year, Chris, and all the hard work that goes in, Nixon was our teddy bear Bernedoodle last year, $13,000, the final price. The doodles are huge. They're everywhere. We know that. And I think the bar just got raised with this Irish doodle.
Oh, my goodness. This Irish doodle is as cute as they come, but Nixon was absolutely precious.
Adorable.
And I'm telling you, that dog is as cute as a puppy you'll ever see.
And I can tell you this, of having two doodles at home, They are the best dogs for any household, for any home, for any age kids. They are awesome.
Well, and this is a great dog and a great cause. A shout out to Carrie Johnson. Carrie is the chair of the board of directors of the Ancient and Effervescent Order of the Little Yellow Dog. And Carrie is also the kennel master, accepting that role and responsibility as it transitioned from longtime kennel master, Dr. Ken Roach of Sioux City. Dr. Roach celebrated his 90th birthday in August and was at our most recent board meeting a week ago today. Looks fantastic and still a great contributor to all things Little Yellow Dog.
Well, he's been an absolutely legendary person in this community and as a vet and as a person of our community. So we'll talk more about Ruby Sue coming up after the break. It's Grow Siouxland here on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSCJ, brought to you by NAI United and Mr. Chris Bogenreef.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenreed. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland here on KSCJ. Chris McGowan, Justin Barker with you. Until Ask Earl May takes over at the bottom of the hour, then we'll have Don and Larry's holiday-filled nostalgia theater. But coming up at noon today, it is the Little Yellow Dog Auction at the Ho-Chunk Center Atrium with world champion auctioneer Bruce Brock, who does an absolutely wonderful job. The lovely tones of his voice will fill the atrium and will fill Broadcast Central here at KSCJ for that hour commercial-free. Thank you to Brock Auction House for making that happen. And Ruby Sue is the Irish doodle that will be put up for auction today. And my understanding is full grown Miss Ruby Sue will be a whole 25 pounds of beautiful fluffy fur.
That does not shed.
That does not shed and does not put off an odor as well. That's one of the big things about the doodle. If people are allergic to pet dander and odors, these dogs are perfect for you.
You know, when we talk about the Little Yellow Dog and we broadcast on KSCJ, I think it's important to know that if you go to the littleyellowdog.org website and you read the history, and I quote, back in 1936, Rodney Dean and the late Ray Murphy, then town criers, on an early morning program over radio station KSCJ, conceived the idea of providing the Yellow Dogs with a mascot and selling it at a radio auction. They went to Worth Waltermeyer with the plan and were in. They were then enthusiastically received. So beginning in 1936, that means this is the 88th.
So cool.
I only know that because a few short days ago, my father celebrated his 88th birthday, born in 1936. So a shout out, happy birthday to my father
birthday,
this
Dad.
Week. And happy 88th to the Little Yellow Dog Auction.
Yeah, it's a great event. And so many people have made it an annual gathering at the Ho-Chunk Center that you could almost make it another Christmas card list. You know, you see those people every year at the event, and the people of this community that have donated through time, with treasures, these kind of things happen in communities that care. And I think that's the biggest thing, that you feel the goodness in the room, Chris, all the time.
Well, there's no doubt. And let's talk about some of the people who make this happen. Let's begin with the Ho-Chunk Center. And quite honestly, it's not possible if we don't have their atrium to host this event. So to Lance Morgan and the team at Ho-Chunk Inc. and the Ho-Chunk Center at 4th and Nebraska Streets in downtown Sioux City, thank you for making this possible. Again, folks, this is an event that's open to the public. If you've never been, come enjoy the music, come enjoy the auction, come enjoy the Christmas spirit, and know that you're supporting a good cause. And no, you don't have to buy the dog to make a contribution. We have kids as young as 5 years old putting a buck or two from their allowance into world champion auctioneer Bruce Brock's cowboy hat to make their contribution. And we see donations well into the multi-thousands of dollars from individuals and corporations. So thank you for your support. I want to recognize Don Lemley. Don has been a volunteer putting together these packages of toys for decades. And Don is the donor of Ruby Sue. He paid the price to make this dog available for auction later today. And I would be remiss if we did not thank Don Lemley for his generosity.
Well, and so many people have been putting the packages together for so long that go out to people that it's an unnoticed thing for the most part, because they go about their business, they show up, they pack the packages, or they put a 20 in the hat, whatever it may be. But every little bit matters so much, and you make a great point that it's what's within your budget. If it's $100, great. If it's $5 or $10, great. It all adds up in the end. And the more toys that can be bought, the better. That's what it's all about.
Well, this is about bringing Christmas to underprivileged families. And I can't think of an opportunity to do more good during the holidays than to make sure that every child in our Siouxland community wakes up to a very Merry Christmas and a visit from Santa Claus himself.
No, you're absolutely right. And the fact that an educational component is in there as well, with a book and something to play with, usually it's three items, right, that the kids get right in there.
I'd say that's exactly right.
On average. And it's amazing. And the organization goes out and buys in bulk. And by doing this, we allow them the opportunity to buy multiple thousands of items, where if you said bring a toy or something like that, it wouldn't add up as quick as it does the way that this charity is set up, which makes it even better.
Well, and there are so many volunteers that make this possible. I think of Jerry Weiner, who donates the poinsettias every year. I think of the All-American Concert Band. Bob Noller has played in that forever, and they do a magnificent job.
They do.
And they have a nice little riff that they play for the Army-Navy game, combining patriotic songs and Christmas carols, which is really, really well done. Worth the price of admission alone.
But there isn't a price, Chris.
Exactly. This is free and open to the public, so there's no reason not to be with us later this afternoon to see this beautiful little yellow dog, the Irish Doodle, been cared for by Kerry Johnson, the kennel master. And what a rich history. As I said, going back to the first dog in 1936.
Skippy, right?
You're exactly right.
And $25, bud.
Yeah, we've come a long way. From $25 to the record setting.
40-plus, right?
Yeah,
45.
In 2011, Stoney, a yellow Labrador retriever, was purchased by John Roost of the Sioux City Explorers for $45,000. And so, we've come a long way. And the list here is a who's who of Siouxland philanthropists and families. Last year, you talked about Nixon, this beautiful little Bernedoodle. Rick Granko and his wife, Lynette Meyer, purchased that dog. And I saw Rick last Saturday, and he said that dog's as cute as it was the day we bought it.
I'll bet. And let's not forget, with a lot of these dogs, the painting has come with. The gorgeous, gorgeous painting of these dogs, and I forget who does it, and I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just remembered that's a big part of it, too.
No. Hey, there's a couple of things that happen that people don't realize. When you purchase this dog, you become a permanent member of the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club, which means that you come to the breakfast the Saturday before. And then there is a luncheon and a board meeting after the auction every year, where they present the painting, They introduce the new owners. Sadly, we also pay tribute and recognize and eulogize those Little Yellow Dog Auction Club members who have passed in the past year. So there's a lot that goes on there, and we're looking forward to it later this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. And for a lot of the people that have bought the dogs, their giving hasn't stopped there either. And I think it's important to point that out, because they purchase the dog on any given year, but that does not stop their generosity to the organization and to the community, which is really impressive.
And almost 100 years old. That's what's truly remarkable. We're in the 88th year and going strong.
Absolutely. And today will be another round of it at the Ho-Chunk Center Atrium. Looking forward to the broadcast with Bruce Brock and with you, Chris, as I'll let you take over the airwaves, I think.
Well, we're going to take 1 hour from
you. Have it.
And I'm going to defer to Bruce Brock, because nobody does it better.
No, you're absolutely right. To have a world champion auctioneer in town is awesome. And you can't say enough about Bruce and his energy level that is brought to any event. And the reason I say any event is because if you are at a charity event in this town, there is a chance that Bruce is there helping raise money. And the amount of money that man has raised in this community with his skill, it'll never be counted. I know that, because I think it's too much to be counted, Chris, but he just continues to give back, and that's what makes him such a great man.
Yeah. Again, not possible without the volunteers, whether it's Bruce Brock, who volunteers his world-class auction services, Lance Morgan making the Ho-Chunk Center available to us. You mentioned Brenda Thielen, who paints the little yellow dog portrait every single year. Shout out to her. Carrie Johnson, who serves as the kennel master. And we want to thank Powell Broadcasting for carrying this live year after year.
Well, it's important to us to continue the traditions here in this community, as before we know it, Chris, KSCJ will be 100.
Yeah.
We're 2 years away.
That's remarkable, and I look forward to that celebration. That's a lot to celebrate.
It is. It really is, and we'll join some of the legacy other businesses in this community. But tune in for the Little Yellow Dog Auction at noon today. Bruce Brock, Chris McGowan. Music starts at 11 o'clock with the All-America Concert Band, and the auction from noon until 1, commercial-free. Here on KSCJ. For Chris, I'm JB. Asker Omay is next. This has been Gros Siouxland, AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ.